research. New drug approved to delay type 1 diabetes drug approved in the USA. What is being described as a game-changing immunotherapy drug has been proved to delay the development of type 1 diabetes and has been approved by regulators in the USA. It works by reprogramming the immune system to stop it mistakenly attacking pancreatic cells which produce insulin. It is an injectable drug taken once daily for 14 days that binds to and modifies cells in the immune system called T cells. In people with type 1 diabetes, T cells destroy the insulin-producing beta cells in the pancreas, and with the help of this drug, the self-destructive process is interrupted. It is called T-Zield. That's teplizumab MZWV, and it is hoped that it will be approved in other countries. Worldwide, about 8.7 million people have type 1 diabetes, and in the UK there are 400,000 people with it, including more than 29,000 children. In 2019, a trial showed the drug delayed some people at high risk of the condition from developing it for an average of 2 years. Experts say this delay can be very significant, particularly for young people who would not have to take daily insulin or monitor their sugars as intensively for that period of time. In addition, people could spend more years with their blood sugars in a healthy range, giving more time to be protected from complications such as kidney and eye disease. This is the first and only treatment to delay onset of stage 3 type 1 diabetes in adults and children aged 8 and older with stage 2 type 1 diabetes.
The three stages of type 1 diabetes are 1. Stage 1 is when blood sugar levels are normal and the person experiences no symptoms of type 1 diabetes, but the person has two or more autoantibodies associated with the condition. People who test positive for at least two autoantibodies are almost certain to develop type 1 at some point in their lives. 2. Stage 2 is when there are no symptoms of type 1 diabetes, but blood sugar levels are not normal, and the autoantibodies for type 1 diabetes persist. And 3. Stage 3 is when blood sugar levels are high and the person experiences the typical symptoms of type 1 diabetes, frequent urination, dry mouth, fatigue, and or diabetic ketoacidosis. It is not usually diagnosed until stage 3. T-Zield is indicated for people with a family history of type 1 diabetes who have stage 2. Previous research has shown that T-Zield is not as effective in stage 3 once beta cells have already been destroyed.
Risks. While there are benefits in delaying the onset of type 1 diabetes with T-Zield, as with any drug, there are risks. The most common side effects include decreased levels of certain white blood cells, rash and headache, and the warnings include premedicating and monitoring for symptoms of cytokine release syndrome, where the immune system responds too aggressively to an infection or immunotherapy drugs. Risk of serious infections, decreased levels of white blood cells, risk of hypersensitivity reactions, the need to administer all age-appropriate vaccinations before starting T-Zield, as well as avoiding certain vaccines while using T-Zield.
The future. T-Zield is currently being investigated in a phase 3 clinical trial of children and adolescents ages 8 to 17 within 6 weeks of stage 3 type 1 diabetes diagnosis to determine if the drug may have benefits in that group.